Hello everyone, this is Dr. Vishal Rao here and I welcome you again to our podcast series. Today we will be talking to you again about yet another story in the lines of the Heal Your Life, Heal Your Cancer. If you remember last time, I spoke to you about a very interesting aspect of statistical outliers, about how certain patients tend to beat statistics. While we assume that most of them tend to go wrong or have a bad outcome, some of them actually beat these odds and come back to inspire others. Today I will share to you one such story of a patient of mine who came to me way back in November 2015. This lady, I'll call her as Mrs. X, she came to me. She was a 67-year-old lady known through a common friend and came back to show an ulcer that had developed in her upper jaw. So when she met me, I saw that the tumor was a large tumor. It was clinically looking at stage 4. We did a PET scan for her and the tumor showed that it was a large one and needed a surgery. So we operated on this lady for nearly 8 to 10 hours, which involved removal of the tumor and then a complex plastic surgery that rebuilt her face in such a way that we were able to control the entire tumor, remove it fully and do a good plastic surgery. The lady after that stayed in our hospital for nearly about 7 days, 2 days in the ICU and 5 days in the ward, and by the 8th day went back home happily moving around. We had to then call her back for planning her radiotherapy. Interestingly, at this time the final report came out to show that it was an aggressive tumor, a sarcomatoid carcinoma of the maxilla, and it had spread to the lymph nodes also, so needed chemo and radiotherapy. So we had to plan her therapies, which required to be started another 2 to 3 weeks later. So they went back home and appeared about 2 to 3 weeks later to meet us. At this time she was feeling terribly unwell. She was looking weak. She came on a wheelchair. Went and met our radiation and medical oncologist. By then, when they did the scans, they found that the tumor had re-emerged again and spread to the lungs. It was an aggressive tumor. Although we had put the best of treatments, the tumor had come back in a short span of time. The PET scan again showed that despite the margins were clear, despite the tumor was completely evacuated from the body, the tumor had gained access to the circulation and the tumor had come back again. She was terribly unwell. She was not in a condition to walk. So both my radiation and medical oncologists in our team told us, let us not trouble her anymore. She is not seeming fit for all the either chemo or for radiotherapy. So we decided to give her only symptomatic pain relief and ease her through the rest of the period that she had in her life. The question is, how long do they live? You know, it's very difficult. Sometimes people ask us, hamare paas kitna time bacha hai? How much time do we have left? It's a very complex question because generally what we have learned is never give a time frame to anybody. Again, because of what we have seen is the statistical outliers. But as what statistics would say, more than 80 to 90% of these patients would not live beyond 6 months, which means some of them will succumb to the disease in 1 month, to some of them prolong and live for 3 to 6 months. So when we told this to the family, they said, let us not go ahead with any more treatment. Let us see that she meets a peaceful end. So the time went by. However, before leaving, I reassured the family and I told them that there is something called metronomic chemotherapy, which is giving tablet chemotherapies in a very low dose so that it doesn't harm the body or her normal sense. But at the same time, it is trying to control the cancer and activate the immune system. So to simply explain to you, if I cannot blow a building in one go, I can start removing one brick at a time. If somebody has watched that movie Shawshank Redemption, where that man plans his escape from the jail, he takes years to remove one brick at a time and make a small tunnel out of the jail. Something similar to it, where you try to remove one brick at a time from these cancer cells and weaken the cancer cells and give time to the immune system to strengthen it. So we thought we will use this. Now this was a very cost effective therapy, hardly cost about a few hundred rupees a month. So we just gave these tablets to her as the one final attempt, so that at the time that she is going home with pain relief, we are making that one last attempt. Time went by and the family member came to meet me about a year and a half later. When he came 1.5 years later, I thought that he had come to share a bad news with me and must have come for some formalities. He walks into my OPD and says hello to me, and I was hesitant to ask him about my patient. With our conversation opening up, I asked him, I said, so how are everything and how has your mother been doing? He smiled and said, she's doing very well. She's come back to gardening. She's come back to her cooking. She's trying to get back to her normal life in a completely normal way. And that kind of left me dumbstruck, because there we were telling her that she may not even live for a few more weeks to months. And he comes and informs me that she's completely all right. I was inquisitive to see her, and I asked him, when can I see her? Because I really wanted to know whether this is real. He said, she's waiting outside your OPD, but she's hesitant to meet you. And I wondered why. So he smiled very hesitantly and told me, he said, she's scared that you will start new therapies on her just if you meet her again. So she was very hesitant to meet me. You know, I laughed to myself and I said, this is so strange. So I called her inside. We had a conversation. I couldn't believe to myself that this lady was living. Then I asked her out of curiosity, madam, what brings you here today after 1.5 years that you remembered me? So she smiled and said, look, doctor, the plastic surgery that was done has left a small dent on the face. It's a slight kind of a dimple that has formed. I wanted a cosmetic correction. And I was laughing to myself that this lady has now come back for a cosmetic correction. Her problem was not her pain, not her tumor. Her problem was her cosmesis. So now, it was at 68 that she just wanted to get a good cosmetic correction for herself. So I told her, look, I need to do a scan, and only after I ascertain that you are disease free will I be able to go ahead and do any other corrections. She refused. She said, no, I don't want to do any of those procedures. She says, I'm happy and doing well. She says, let us decide later on. She walked away. 6 months later, she again came back to meet me. This is now 2 years completed, and now she hesitantly agreed to do the scan. We did her PET scans and it was looking normal. She had overcome her disease in some very strange way, which is what I talked to you about the metronomic therapy, about certain sometimes how we can work towards immunotherapy, precision medicine, personalized medicine to activate the immune system. This is what I spoke about the statistical outliers. She met me last month, now in 2020. She had completed 5 years and she came with a smile. We both took a joint photograph in my OPD, and she continues to inspire me and becomes one of those inspiring patients in my patient diaries of the book of untold stories, to tell me that each patient can outlive their tumor. Each patient can actually make a difference to their own lives by saying that I am and I will, in a motivating way, to make a difference to lives of not only themselves, but to inspire others that they can be statistical outliers. I must tell you all and confess that today I've learned that a lot of the times in our books, as oncologists, we read a lot, but it is these patients who teach us a new way to look at this tumor. And it is that teaching today that we are telling you and sharing these experiences of these untold stories that reinstate the faith to say that we can completely beat our cancers even at the most complex last stages and make an inspiring example to others. With this story, this is Dr. Vishal Rao signing off for you. I would look forward to more such inspiring stories from many of our listeners who can come back and tell us about how you can make a small step and make a difference to the life of thousands of such patients who are actually going to become the statistical outliers and inspire the world through a new story. Thank you.
Adding life to years.